The Australian cricket team will wear the baggy pink for the annual pink test starting this week, marking the 10th anniversary of a charity event that just keeps growing. The McGrath Foundation pink test was initiated after cricketer Glenn McGrath's wife, Jane, lost her battle with cancer at age 42 back in 2008. In what has become an annual tradition, the Sydney Cricket Ground will be awash with her favourite colour, pink, for day three of the Ashes series, known as Jane McGrath Day. Glenn McGrath says the test has become an important week to increase education and awareness about breast cancer.
Our 10th anniversary, something very special. To think back to the first one, to think we'd still be here after 10 years is absolutely incredible. The support we've received has been absolutely amazing.
The first 3 days of the test have already sold out. As a result, for the first time, families can also watch the match on the grounds of the Sydney Football Stadium next door and enjoy a pink picnic. McGrath says the day will be a symbol of hope for cancer patients and their families.
It's a positive day. My family come down from the bush as well, so you know, it's about family, about friends, and about enjoying the good times. So, yeah, we try to make it as positive as possible.
The McGrath Foundation, started in 2005, has 119 breast care nurses providing free support to thousands of patients across the country. This year, the aim is to raise $1.3 million for another 10 nurses. Mother of two and breast cancer survivor, Christy Herschel, lives in regional Victoria and says she knows the difference a nurse can make. She was referred to a McGrath Foundation nurse after she was diagnosed with breast cancer.
I just can't imagine not having had her, because I think you'd be quite lost in terms of trying to get information, because it's quite it's very shocking to get the information, the news, that, and then to hear all of these things that you've then got to do.
Kerry Patford has worked as a breast care nurse for the McGrath Foundation for 9 years. She was by Christy Herschel's side from day one of her treatment and gives all the credit to her patient.
I'm so incredibly proud of Christy that she adapted so well during her treatments. You know, she went through some rotten treatments and she handled it like a trooper, and she did so well. You know, she did all the hard work. I was just there doing what I was trained to do.
And thanks to the foundation, what she was provided to do.